Elliot.
Hello.
I have spent my morning going back and listening to the technically the second episode we did of the podcast this year. The first episode we did was kind of a roster thing that just kind of happened on January 5th, but it didn't really matter. The first episode we did when we came back from our holiday break, which was our beginning of the year prediction episode.
Yeah, I'm worried. So, I was kind of hoping you'd forget about this.
So I have listened to the whole episode, and by listened, I mean read the transcript and clicked where I needed to. In such a way that I've gotten most of the takes we made at the beginning of the year. There were a couple rapid fire ones at the end that honestly I just got lazy by the time I hit the 50-minute mark on trying to count how many things we did. Because I was time stamping them, so if our editor would be so nice, he hopefully will do this, is to put the little audio clips of us saying this stuff in here.
All right.
To make it easy for everyone. So I have all of our takes from this year.
All right.
And we're gonna go through them.
All right. I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right. Welcome to Overtime on Inferno. My name is Logan. This is AZ-esque. Let's get into it. All right. We'll start with this one. Player of the Year.
I think I know what I said for this.
So for what it's worth, I'm going in order. I have like 10, 15 awards here and one note that I had to make the note because it was such an outlandish claim.
I think I said Monacy would be the best player in the world this year.
You did say Monacy.
I think, yeah, I remember saying
Monacy will be the number one player of 2023. This really is the hill I want to die on.
How do we feel about that today?
Honestly, I'm quite happy. He wasn't the best player in the world this year.
We didn't say
but he wasn't as far off as, you know.
Player of the year was the specific thing. So it's not, he doesn't have to be the best in the world, just the best this year.
Yeah. He wasn't the best, but I'm quite happy with it. I'm not too upset. Like, it's not like I said fucking, I don't know, Stewie 2K or something. Do you know what I mean? Not completely insane.
Yeah, I mean that's totally reasonable. I wrote Zaiwu, which I feel was a very safe bet.
I had to go a little
to be fair. So here's the other part I want to do with this. I want to reflect upon what we said at the beginning of the year and laugh at how stupid we were. And I want to figure out what the actual answer is to these questions.
Yeah, I think the actual answer is Zaiwu.
I think the actual answer is Zaiwu.
There is an argument that it's Nico.
There's an argument for, I'd be willing to say Rops, there's an argument for as well.
Yeah, yeah.
He's really good at the beginning of the year.
Had Zaiwu not had such a strong end to the year, argue Rops.
I think Zaiwu, Nico, Rops. They're the top three,
I think.
That feels good to me. Best team.
Oh, God. What did I say?
So Elliot, who do you think you said is the best team of 2023 will be?
I honestly have no idea what I would have said.
You said Heroic.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
I will say Heroic. I don't see Heroic needing to make a massive change in the middle of the year. I don't see their system having to change too much. I don't see anyone buying their players and making them change. They're already the best team in the world. It's kind of a boring answer. But I think Heroic will be in the top four for the entire year.
They didn't win anything.
So you said Heroic.
They certainly don't end the year as the best team.
I said I would have said Heroic, but you said Heroic, so I'm going to put a different answer, which is what we did for a lot of these. So my best team of the year was possibly worse. I put Virtus Pro.
Ooh.
That was a bad take.
I respect it. I respect it. I really do.
I think that there's a real reason that outsiders could be considered as the best team in the world.
But I respect it. Yeah, I mean, the real answer is Vitality, I think.
Yeah, Vitality is the best team in the world. Yeah.
They have consistently been there or thereabouts. They won a major. They've ended the year as the best team in the world. They didn't win Cologne or Kato, so you could argue G2, but I think...
Nah, it's Vitality.
But it's Vitality. Yeah,
it's Vitality.
They've got the consistency. They're the best team in the world at the end of CS2. They've won a major. That they've just
it's hard to argue against Vitality right now.
Yeah. Speaking of Vitality, the first major winner of 2023. Now, note that at the point in which we recorded,
we weren't certain what was going on.
We weren't certain. We thought that there was going to be a Shanghai major at the end of 23. Oh, trust me. There's a question later in here that we'll talk about. So there's a first major and a second major, and we'll talk about both because I think we have a decent idea of like who would have been good at a second major if there was one.
Yeah.
But first major 2023, you put Heroic.
So the reason for Heroic, I
listened to this episode and I was curious to why there were so many Heroics at the beginning. And the reason was we had just come off of this really big roster mania era at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, where everyone had made changes and they hadn't.
Heroic did nothing. And so we were like, okay, there's going to be some consistency of this Heroic team. And for the first major in the year, they'll be super consistent leading into it. And everyone else will be flubbering around.
Yeah, I mean, it's not completely insane, but it's...
No.
It was safe, it's better if you say something outlandish and you're wrong, it's fine. If you give safe and you're wrong, that's just terrible.
No,
that's...
what I said was safe, but I don't mean like... the safe answer. I said Furia.
Furia feels like 2016 Astralis to me. Kayserato and Yuri are just two good players.
God, I forgot how good Kayserato was at the end of 2022.
I don't know why I said Furia.
Yeah, no, that was...
Let me remind you, this was the Furia with drop. I think it was drop and safe both on this team at this time.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a insane thing to say.
I think it was an insane thing to say out loud. I think it was the high from Kayserato being like the best player in the world for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, and they still didn't win anything then. They didn't win in Rio with Kayserato.
Yeah, no. So you're saying the exact same thing you said at the beginning of the year, which is if they didn't win in Rio, then what the fuck are they doing?
Okay, that's good. At least, you know, least my heroic shout was poor, but at least I was willing to chastise you for saying Furia back then.
Okay. Let's talk about the second major because I think this one's a little bit more interesting. Yeah, so, obviously, the winner of the first major, by the way, would have been Vitality.
Yeah.
Second major of the year. Let's talk about who we think right now would have won, and then we'll do the answers because this didn't actually happen.
FaZe probably.
I think it's a FaZe Vitality. Maybe you throw G2 in there.
It's a FaZe Vitality final, and you just sort of flip a coin.
Yeah, I think G2 makes semis. I think we're like that.
I think G2 kind of... somehow don't qualify again.
Well, those are the two choices.
No, is it JKS or Nectar G2?
Well, it'd be JKS because this.
And then do you reckon they? What actually, they would bomb out of the second major of the year, and then they would get Nexa for JKS, and they just sort of
the Nexa for JKS would have happened post major.
Yeah, yeah, and it would have at least wouldn't have looked quite as insane as it does now.
Mm-hmm. But it's real insane right now. So at the beginning of the year, we'll go with me first. And you know what? I kind of stand by this answer because this would have been this is a playoffs team, but it's not a major winning team. I said Mouse.
Yeah, that's not unreasonable. It's actually not unreasonable.
I think Mouse is
they just won
Pro
League
answer.
At the end of CSGO.
Here's the problem. The Mouse team that I predicted versus the Mouse team that is now. Are two very different teams.
Yeah, you predicted one that didn't have Siwi.
Mouse is a non-zero possibility, depending on how
it's
things
as
work
close
out.
Close to zero is a non-zero possibility can be.
I got real lucky on the Mouse prediction.
To some extent. I mean, there's a level to which you could just kind of assume they were going to replace Dexter.
Beginning of the year, it was Exertion, JDC, Torzi, Dexter, Frozen.
You didn't say that roster would win it, to be fair.
No, I didn't say that roster. I said Mao's. But it was a little bit of a different roster than we have right now.
Yeah.
You said a team that on the basis makes sense. You put Na'Vi.
Mm. Okay, yeah. I think
on
I was...
On basis, it makes sense. There
I think
was,
I was thinking, like, oh, by then, like, Simple will be well, back and they'd be fit and fire.
I was going to say, I don't think anyone could have really predicted the Simple's going to kind of like semi just not play, like semi retire, not play the game kind of thing.
Yeah.
Second major of the year.
I think I've always been pretty nervy pilled anyway, so that makes sense that I would have said that.
Biggest roster move of the year.
Oh God. What would I have said?
What do we think it was? Yeah, as I say, let's figure out what we think the biggest roster move of the year, because there's
biggest
there's
roster
a
move
lot.
Of the year. So I had this discussion somewhat recently, and I think the best roster move of the year was Siu to Mouse. I don't think any move changed the trajectory of a team in the same way as Siu to Mouse did. There's arguments like, Vitality signing Flames or Mezzi is completely changing.
I was gonna say we could put one of those Vitality.
They were already
Suhi stuff.
They won a major before. Like it doesn't really move the needle. Mouse were a pretty mediocre team, and they signed Siu and like have won events. Like I don't think any move has changed the course of a team in the same way as Siu to Mouse has. So that would be my answer for Ross move of the year.
I don't know if this would be the best move of the year, but it might be the most interesting move, is the Cloud9 Na'Vi swap thing.
That
they
was
did.
The most exciting one, but it just didn't really do anything.
Hasn't worked out.
One that sort of went under the radar, at least for me, a lot of people were excited about it, but has actually worked out really well, has been Allegiance to Complexity. That's been a really huge
Allegiance
one.
Yeah, Allegiance to Complexity.
That's been a huge one for them. I think a lot of the big teams' roster moves haven't really made that much impact this year. I think Vitality are as good as they were beforehand. Na'Vi sort of exactly like fine now. FaZe didn't really make any roster moves. Like a lot of these teams, their roster moves haven't
Team Liquid made a lot of roster moves. I mean, we could count the Yekindar signing, I guess, as one technically.
I don't think that's moved the needle that much either.
No, I don't think that's a more bigger move. So
see what's a really low key one that's had a massive impact. Sunday Young to Monty. That is a huge move.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It was like it would have gone completely under the radar at the time. Sunday Young and Monty has been frying.
Yeah.
That's a low key one.
So you put Team Liquid, and your reasoning was they're going to need to replace OC.
Which they have. So
they have. We've happened to go on through two iterations of Liquid before.
But none of them did anything because they needed to replace OC. So
yeah.
I'm quite happy.
I put
G2.
I think the safest answer is Team Liquid. Eventually they're gonna need to replace OC. They have lots of money. They're paying Yekindar a bag.
I think one of the safe answers to say is that G2, and it may be like Kiki Niko, what's bigger than the Kovacs? Moving away from G2,
they didn't have the biggest roster move this year, but they had a their chunk of roster moves. And was Hooksy this year? Or was Hooksy at the end of last year?
End of last year, I think he was there for Rio. Was he there for Rio?
Hold on, one moment, please.
No
teams. Hooksy, August 22.
Yeah, he was there for Rio.
He had to have been there for Rio. Okay,
wasn't that the one where That wasn't the one with Cassard. Yeah, that was the one with Cassard.
No, they didn't qualify for Rio.
Yeah, but that's why Cassard went mental at him, right?
Yeah, okay.
It would have been Paris, because Paris was the last year's go major, and he was like, yeah, okay, yeah, fine. But he had two attempts, and I don't think he did well. They qualified for one. I watched them go out in Paris. I was in the room when they went out in Paris, so they didn't qualify for Rio, but they qualify in Paris. I think he was there.
Yeah, they didn't
during the Rio Major, so I thought he was. So Hooksy, yeah, I think you probably assumed they would have got rid of Hooksy.
No, actually, the move was minus Niko.
Oh, which nearly happened.
So, there were a lot of big moves we talked about in here that like actually either happened or almost happened, and we'll get to them in a minute. But my biggest roster move was actually minus the Kovacs.
Yeah, which minus Niko nearly happened. So.
Which was really close to happening.
Yeah.
Your Team Liquid one was about OC, which did happen.
Eventually, but we haven't seen if it matters that much yet. So.
This is my favorite question we asked. Roster move everyone gets up in arms about, even though it was the right decision.
Oh, God. even though it was the right decision. I reckon I probably said minus Rain. I reckon that's what I probably
You did
say.
Not. You did you not? Actually put three different players for this, and none of them are Rain.
None of them happened.
One of them happened.
Ooh.
But no one was upset about it.
Okay, you've got to tell me now.
So one of them was Torzi.
Okay, that didn't happen. Yeah.
No, that didn't happen.
And would have been a terrible decision in hindsight. Yeah, yeah. So,
one was
me.
Blame F, which was
yeah. That sounds like me. Yep,
we stand by. Yep. The last one, which did happen, your problem was this won't happen. If it does, the problem is who the fuck do they get to replace him? And it was Kadian? Minus safe.
Oh, minus safe. Well, yeah, that did go terribly. To be fair. It has gone terribly. They replace him with Fallen, yeah, and it's just not worked.
They've replaced him with Fallen. My answer here was the Kovacs. Yeah. I doubled down.
That would have been them being stolen rather than...
Yeah, yeah. So, you know what I mean. I needed to make a note here, because there was an entire discussion that we had at this point in the podcast about an up and arm move about, even though it was the right decision, was getting rid of the Danes on Vitality.
Oh,
because we asked the crew about these questions, and so I only pulled our questions, but there were some good crew answers. But we had a little side conversation here about Vitality and what they could use on the team.
Oh,
now at this point, it was Sphinx. Who was on the team? It was Zywu, it was Apex, it was
Magisk
Sphinx,
Dupree.
It was
Apex.
Magisk Dupree.
Yeah.
Apex, yeah. And so you said Vitality need Xantares, but only if he can play 100 miles away from any event happening.
Xantares fixes Vitality. But only if he's allowed to play from 100 pings worth of miles away. As long as you just give him the keys to the machine and let him drive it into a wall repeatedly.
Look, tell me right now, Xantares on Vitality wouldn't cry.
No. I just think that's the most, like,
I mean, it's
the
so
greatest
on brand. Take. It's so on brand. But, like, I will say, they did change Dupree, and I was up in arms about it, and it's been fine. So it kind of, yeah. You were right. Like, I was up in arms about it. I'm still upset now.
The crew was right on that one.
Yeah.
All right. Now, this question is very specific. The rising star of 2023, parentheses, I swear to fucking God if you put head trick here, end parentheses. At the beginning of the year, everyone was ready to say head trick.
Man, what would I have put for this? This is going to be terrible. I'm going to
I'll tell you mine first. Well, who do we think that the rising star of 2023 was?
Well, there's a couple. Imma.
It could be Flames.
I would say.
Yeah, Imma.
Imma
is definitely there.
JL, arguably.
Yeah.
Yimfat.
Yeah.
Actually, Torzi. Torzi's rejuvenation has been incredible. Donk.
Yeah, we get like half of Russia.
Krasnow.
Yeah. Honestly, I was because most improved I could put a Liege for, but this is not most improved.
I think most improved I would probably put Torzi.
We could put Boros for this.
Yeah, Boros isn't a terrible shout. I try to look through the teams now.
I'm doing like a really, really quick look.
By the end of the year, you're talking about Donk, I think.
It's a Donk angle, I think.
Any Monty Donk, player. Ima. Literally any Monty player. They've all been fantastic this year.
So I put George Snorts.
George, that went horribly.
Oh, trust me. We have more Evil Genius questions because questions dedicated to them. So you actually said something very interesting.
I do that. I'm an interesting guy.
You said Skulls.
Oh, okay.
And then
said,
I think he could go to a Furia or maybe even a Liquid.
Oh, what can I say, man? I'm a visionary. What can I say? But he's good. I'm very happy I said that.
The problem is, you were off by a year.
Well, he did go to Team Liquid.
at the end of the year when they don't play any more matches. I think you could put that for Rising Star 24 and be on the money if he does.
He has risen to join Liquid.
To be on Liquid. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm happy with that. I'll take that all day.
Yeah, no, that's reasonable.
I think schools could join a Fury or a Liquid.
All right, we've got some bangers here. Storyline of the year. Who do we think what do we think the storyline of the year was?
Well, the actual storyline of the year was Astralis. It was Heroic versus Heroic.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's the stabby
angle. It's just Heroic taking on Heroic. Just capitulating at every angle. Turn, they just capitulated. That's the...
Your answer was Astralis, nothing specific, just they'll be amusing.
Just Astralis. They're one-team soap opera.
Astralis goes from worst team in the world to winning the first major and then not making the second major.
That's kind of thing. I don't know what Astralis is going to do, but it's going to be amusing regardless.
Yeah, which, actually, yeah. Actually, yes. And they have been, very amusing. Astralis... started off terrible, have kicked all of their players except Blame F and Device.
No, they had added Device this year.
Oh, sorry, yeah, added Device this year. They've had some terrible events. So they've gone out last in the last event of the year. They had one where they were like really, really good. They were the best team on Ancient for a while. They had Borup, who is just amusing to watch play the game. And now they've been a big part of the Yavis Down thing. They've been huge.
So, your other one was IHC are going to be good, sparking the conversation that maybe Asian CS is good, but it's actually just IHC that's good.
Which is, yeah.
I wouldn't say that's totally wrong.
It's not totally wrong, but they haven't been as good as I thought they were going to be when I said it, I think.
Yeah.
Techno 4K is still a god, though. Like, please get him, like, just put him on any good team, please.
So I had three here, and only one of them was right. So the first was French team not making the French major.
A full French team didn't.
French team didn't, but Vitality did. I think I think my point in this was like Falcons at the time, which was a French team, didn't make it. That I think at this point I was kind of saying with an Israeli and two Danes and two Frenchmen that Vitality didn't count. So I was kind of right on that one.
Yeah.
I'll give myself a kind of.
You were kind of right, but it also wasn't that big a storyline in the end because Vitality won it, I think.
Because, yeah.
If Vitality hadn't done so well, it might have been a better storyline.
The second one was the rise of Na'Vi Academy because we had seen Monazi, then we had seen Hedtra come out of it and NPL come out of it and Bit come out of it. And the question was, what more? The answer is nothing more.
Yeah. Spirit Academy actually... were the ones to look out for, it turns out.
Yeah, it wasn't Spirit even Mouse Academy this year.
Yeah, I think Spirit,
like, we saw Mouse Academy products do really well, but but it was Mouse Academy products from like 2021 or 22. The one that I did get right was the rise of Israeli Counter-Strike.
Yeah, they've been
the fact that we went from Sphinx and like Flamesy kind of on the edge of this discussion
to the Nerts to being Sphinx, one of the best Flamesy, players in the world.
And Nerts all being like excellent players.
Oh yeah, I mean you could argue, well maybe not now, but there was a point where you had three Israeli players in the top three teams.
With
Nerts, Flames, Sphinx, you would have had three Israeli players. Today. Well, he's now on Heroic, isn't
on
he?
Heroic, yeah.
But when he was on Ents,
Ents were
like top three. If Vitality were top three, you had three Israeli players in the top three teams in the world. Like, they were actually, I think only there would be four Danes, three Israelis in the top three, and that would be it.
It's just insane. And they're the only three Israelis in like the top 30.
Yeah. But then, like, Heavy God is meant to be crazy as well.
There's so many players that are meant to be really, really good. The dumbass move of the year.
Well, I think, let me think. What's the actual answer for this? Because
I think
so
the actual answer, I think, is Team Liquid EU.
Well, there's so many. There's Nexa back to G2.
I don't know if we can call that a dumbass move yet. I think it's stupid, but like we're at the end of the year and we haven't really seen them play a match. Like
Fnatic signing Dexter, knowing full well how bad he was.
Oh, that was a thing. Yes, that was a thing.
Let me think.
We could say dumbass move of the year is Falcons saying they were going to get Nico and everyone and then not.
That's fine.
I don't think the team they got was bad by any stretch, but it's not what
literally anything. Anything Evil Geniuses did.
That was your answer.
Was it?
It was something EG does.
Yeah. I'm so good. I'm so good. I mean, a better answer actually would have been something EG doesn't do.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know how to... I don't know if I've ever said this on the podcast. They just didn't know how to pay fours for Zorte. They just hadn't figured out how to do it.
Excellent.
We
could say Cloud9 minus Nafany. I wouldn't disagree,
but plenty would.
Yeah, it's more just like looking at the BetBoom project now.
Yeah.
Of like, oh, well, huh, look at that. So you said something Evil Geniuses does, which I think is a totally reasonable answer.
Was it this year or the year before they signed three teams? Was that this year?
We'll get to that in a moment. Trust me, it's the next question. I said, and I kind of stand by this to a degree, Astralis handing the keys to Blame F.
Yeah, I don't think that's unreasonable either. They've signed lots of players and still have done nothing.
Yeah, they've kind of cycled through a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Predict how many players will be on the EG roster by the end of the year.
Recording,
there was 20 players, 19 active.
Okay. So that answers that question.
So the answer is zero. Yeah. I think actually it's three or four technically, but EG is a dead organization, so it's zero.
I'm willing to accept zero as the correct answer.
I'm willing to accept zero. So you put 16. You said they were going to drop their impact roster.
Okay.
And leave the two blueprint rosters, and they had one. Okay. I actually increased to 23.
Because you thought they'd have some players benched.
Yeah, I said they were going to have inactive bench players that they can't get off of contract.
Yeah, not unreasonable
either.
Which,
to be fair,
it's sort
of
true.
At their height this year, they had a lot of players.
As you just mentioned, they do still have like three players on contract they can't get rid of.
I think they have more than three players on contract. I think they have a lot of players on contract, right? Hold on. Some of them would have got
signed by NRG. Some of them went to like other NA teams. I don't know exactly how many it is, but it's less than 23 and 16. So.
It's definitely less than 23.
I was marginally 16. Closer, but
The answer is zero. They're a dead organization.
Yeah.
In
hindsight, we probably could have predicted that.
We probably could have predicted that.
Yeah.
Teams. Okay, so I don't have the correct answer for this one. I did not look it up. I'm way too lazy. Teams with the most roster moves this year.
It's probably like Nouns or something. But
I think we limited it to tier one.
Maybe Liquid. Because Liquid had a lot.
Liquid's up there. I think Fnatic redid their team twice this year.
Na'Vi had quite a few. They've signed three players. They've signed four players.
I think Na'Vi was an honorable mention from us because we said that there was a thought that there was going to be a revolving fifth player slot.
And also there was the whole, war. Which meant they had to keep changing.
That was last year though.
Well yeah, but like
I mean it's still
they
it's
replaced
still
him
on,
with players who weren't that good and they were gonna have to try and find Astralis had quite a few as well, to be fair.
Astralis had a lot. Our answers, which seem reasonable. Fnatic, which did a lot.
Yeah.
And OG, which
they've had a few.
They have not had the most, I can tell you that for sure. But I think the big thing with OG is they were just really stagnant about doing it because they didn't make a lot of events. So it wasn't like they didn't make a lot of roster moves. I don't even know who's on their roster anymore. I think Neofrag's on it, maybe.
No, Neofrag left. They've actually had quite a few players this year. So Nico, Flames, Nexa, Neofrag, Fiku, Dexter, Marix, Fascia, Kito, Regali, and Nexius have all played for them this year. And they currently need a fifth. So
yeah.
Because Fascia and Dexter are both benched.
Yeah. Interesting.
So they've actually had quite a few. There's
11 players on this roster, which means probably like 6 roster moves.
So the last question was a rapid fire question we did at the end, and I didn't pull all of these because I couldn't be asked. But I felt the need to pull this one, which was the biggest Valve change to Counter-Strike, if any. So, the interesting thing, I was right. I didn't say Source 2. I don't think anyone would have, like, realistically guessed it. I think we said Source 2 conspiracy bullshit, but, like, not realistically. So you said that there will be a map change, that they're going to remove Nuke and add Train.
Yeah, not even close. Not even close.
I said they're going to redo how weapons get bought so you can buy an A1 and an A4 at the same time.
Yeah.
Or an RA and
good
a B4
shout.
At the same time.
Good shout.
And then we had an entire conversation about how we both use the MP5 and how I use it because I have a bind on my keyboard that says FBI open up and I use the FBI skin.
But yeah, you would, that
ended up coming true.
Yeah.
It was a small part of what Valve did this year.
Yeah.
But
no, good shout. Yeah, I'll give you that one.
That was a good shout. So, I think at this point, we can give out some of our awards for this year. I don't have any specific ones that we didn't go over here. But if you have any awards you'd like to give out, most improved player of the year.
Most improved player of the year is Torzy. It's Torzy.
I could get behind Torzy.
I think we could maybe put on record our predictions for next year.
We could. We're going to wait for that.
Okay.
And the reason is because we're gonna use crowdsourcing again and get everyone to put their own all of the crew from TLDR to put their own answers in, so that way we can laugh at them as we do.
Makes sense.
I think we can probably very quickly talk about the first major of 23. We want to.
Twenty-four.
Sorry, I've read. I have my laptop open here, and it says first major 23 because that's what the question was. That we can vaguely talk first major 24.
At the moment, it's hard to look past Vitality winning it, but
yeah, you can't say phase because there's no twists left. I guess actually you can. There's Frozen there, but like I don't know if they
team spirit.
Team Spirit could be a real early shout. They can
Team
make a run.
Team Spirit. Shiro and Donk.
Shadonk.
Name a better duo in the world right now.
Elige and Floppy.
That's where you went? You went Elige Floppy.
Naff and Twists.
Naff and Twists is a good shout. But it's not better. Donk on his own, mate. He's just the best player in the world. Donk actually just might be the best player in the world by the end of this year. That's all right. There's one for you. There's a prediction.
There's your quick prediction. All right. I wanna talk about some news that's happened in the last like 2 weeks, because we were off last week from me dying of food poisoning, and you were in Dubai, and then the week before that I was with Mike. And okay, so there's a couple like little bits I want to talk about.
We're gonna do this quickly because
we're gonna do speed run here.
Yeah.
So let's start here. Jason Lake of Complexity is looking to reacquire Complexity from GameSquare, which is the Jerry Jones organization that owns Complexity right now, because GameSquare bought FaZe. There hasn't been anything more with this that we've heard. So this came out like a week ago. There hasn't been anything more that we've heard about it, but something to look for. Because that would mean that Complexity and FaZe would both exist on their own. It also tells us that it seems that GameSquare wants to prioritize FaZe over the Complexity brand, which makes sense. FaZe is a really big brand, especially in like content creation and stuff, over Complexity, but they're not going to keep both on. I'm going to skip past this one, but I'm going to say it really, really quick. Flashpoint's owner put all of its assets for sale. So if you want to go buy the Flashpoint assets,
we're gonna rebrand this podcast to Flashpoint.
You can go buy their Twitter account now. Evil Geniuses and ESL terminate their partnership with the Louvre agreement. Cloud9 bought it for, I think it was reported for $800K for the next year.
They're also
only 1 year.
They're also in Blast.
Yeah, both blast and ESO, which really tells us that EG is dead.
Yeah. As if that wasn't obvious.
Yeah, as if there wasn't a question. Speaking of EG being dead, two players from their roster, Junior and George, both joined Nouns to replace Cynic and B-Wheels, which means the Nouns roster is now officially scary as all fucking hell.
Well.
CJ, Carson, Markey, Junior, and George. That's for an NA team, that's a lot of sauce, man.
I was
going
to say, Markey George Jr. just sounds like one basketball player.
Yeah. No, George Markey Jr.
That's all of mine. I think Markey George Jr. It's got a better flow to it.
They have four players on this team who are just first names. CJ, Carson, Markey, and George are all just first name things. Not
it's very
their
American
first names,
to,
but,
it's very American yeah. to consider CJ as a name on its own. Fine.
Well, it's short for Christopher Jones, which is yeah. CJ's full yeah. name. But okay. Stown and Yabby wrote their own statement on what happened with Astralis, which everyone
I didn't think the statement was that bad.
I thought it was reasonable and fine, but it seemed that half the internet said, why is this Astralis PR speak? And then the Astralis PR guy went, we didn't tell them to do this. We didn't know this was coming, which I thought
was... It's a little bit PR speak, but of course it is.
I
didn't think the statement was that bad. If anything, it was more professional than Heroic's, but because Heroic released it first, they get to conduct the narrative. I don't know. I didn't think it was that bad, personally. I thought it was fair enough.
Favin have officially parted ways with Big.
Christ.
Specifically because he has been transferred to a new organization, which, if I had to guess, would be the next thing we were talking about, which is Bleed, the team that's being GM'd by Kassad, has officially signed their IGL, which is Hampus.
Kassad has been bitching on Twitter about agents as well.
Yes.
I can't do it justice. You have to go read it yourself.
No, you just have to go read it.
Kassad is, he's a very angry man. Probably rightfully. I don't know. I don't know any agents, but the agents in football are awful people, so it wouldn't surprise me if it's true in this as well.
And then finally, because we didn't really talk about the new teams, I'm just gonna skim past them right now. Heroic is like a totally different team now.
It's got Kicksand and Nerds on it.
Yeah, Heroic is Kicksand, Nerds, Nico Daz, Tezzas, and Shush, which is just all over the place. But to replace Kicksand over on
Apex,
they brought Stiko back.
Which is, a move everyone likes.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Stiko. Like, there's nothing to he's just Stiko, a lovely bloke.
It's a true mouse sports player. Move.
Yeah.
It's a really mouse sports move right there.
The famous minus Stiko plus Stiko.
Yeah. And that's going to be our show for the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a good year. I was right a lot, apparently.
Yeah.
More than I thought I was going to be listening back.
We were very correct, surprisingly.
Yeah.
You're also
I'll have to be more insane with my predictions this year.
So we will we'll be back again in the new year. We're gonna probably take next week off with the break. We'll be back again sometime in mid-January, RMR-ish time. Maybe right after the beginnings of the RMRs. And we'll do our predictions for the upcoming year the same way we did these at the beginning of the year. We'll do it again next year. We'll have everyone from the crew answer. So that way we have a nice video journal for it. And that way at the end of next year, we can make fun of ourselves like we did this year.
Yeah.
You could find us on Twitter or X or whatever the fuck it's called this week at Logan Ramhab, at AZask, and at RetailDR. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year and Merry Christmas if you celebrate.
We're 2 days past Christmas, man.
Yeah, well, it's never too late for Christmas.
I guess so. Except for right now, it's 363 more.
What would Jesus do?